Minnesota. Here we go, boys. Pittsburgh is going to the Super Bowl, but not if they can't beat the Indianapolis Colts. Isn't that right, guy?
Yeah, that would be correct.
Joe Flacco and the Indianapolis Colts. 3-1's not bad, though. It's better than the Bengals.
Yeah, we'll see in 6 weeks when they actually start playing some real teams.
Yeah, it's true. All right, guys, welcome in. Episode 4 of the season. We got a spicy one today. We got a lot to talk about today, don't we, guy? It was a roller coaster of emotions this weekend, huh?
Yeah. I kind of had an emotional breakdown on Sunday.
That's an understatement.
I've never been that down bad about fantasy, but like I just hit a.
I've never seen you that down bad about anything. You were so like over like a sustained period of time.
I was so mad for at least 24 hours.
It was great. It was so amazing. Capped off by Alex changing his Peloton name to Patrick Mahomes yesterday, which is just
that guy needs to get a life.
Chef's kiss. Chef's kiss. I will
that
say
much effort to change his Peloton username.
I texted him separately and told him to do that. I said, "Hey, can you change your Peloton name to Patrick Mahomes?" And he said, "Oh yeah, I could do that."
Yeah, Alex isn't smart enough to come up with something like that.
Yeah, is that a compliment to me or just a dig at Alex?
I guess so. It's kind of both, I guess.
Oh, thank you.
Kind of both.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot. So Guy, after your emotional breakdown, how you doing?
If I would have lost yesterday, I might have. I was telling you, I'm like leaving the podcast.
Yeah, you said that this podcast should have been named Zach's Last Episode, Zach's Last Pod.
Yeah. Well, ever since I've come on the pod, the bad beats have been insane. Just my past 2 years of fantasy with injuries has just been brutal. It's hard to take, guy.
We're the Jinx podcast. We've determined this over a 3 year period, going into year 3 now.
Yeah, and I was like, I need to get out.
We spit trash on here to everybody, mostly everybody, and we take all the karma that comes back our way, and that's just what happens. And then everyone else, that includes everybody else who talks trash in the league group chat, though, usually has karma come their way as well, looking at Jared and Eric.
I think Eric might have the most karma.
This season for sure.
Yeah.
Injury bug hit him again this week.
So. Yeah. I just don't know. If I didn't win this week, I legitimately may not be here. Like,
I was ready to do a solo podcast.
That boosted my morale.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I went up to shower because I was going out to get dinner with my dad because it was his birthday.
Last night?
No, Sunday.
You were pissed on your dad's birthday? Oh my god.
Yeah, dinner, I was pissed, yeah. I come back downstairs and all I see is someone being carted away. And it was like someone with dreads. I was like, that better not be Rashi Rice. Sure enough, it is. And then I saw the replay and I just got so irrational. Like,
yeah, but
my blood was boiling.
To be fair though, that is probably the stupidest play that I've seen in a while,
dude.
Like from a quarterback,
such a fucking idiot.
Bar,
first of all, if you're a
quarterback,
the fact
not
that
named
he's
Will
tackling
Levis,
tackling like that in general, fuck him.
That's what I'm saying. What the fuck was that?
Even if it was at a defender, plus
he could have hurt himself too.
I didn't even notice this till the next day because I was so like I wasn't even watching the play. I was just watching Rashi Rice get his fucking knee blown out. He literally stripped the ball.
Yeah, he made a great play.
Yeah, and he gets complimented or like payback from fucking badass Patrick Mahomes just diving at his knee.
Just no regard. He wasn't even looking. He just threw his fat body
literally
in there.
First of all, he throws the absolute worst pass ever, like airmails it over Kelsey, gets picked, and then he comes in and blows out his number one receiver's knee. What a piece of shit.
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. I wasn't even, I was, I wasn't even watching the game because Madison's parents were in town, and we picked them up from the airport Sunday morning, and then we were out in the afternoon. And so I wasn't watching, but then my phone was blowing the frick up in my pocket, and I had like, there was like 15 unread texts from you. And
oh, yeah.
It's just like,
it was a full on breakdown.
The top text, like the most recent one in the notification bar, it just said suicide watch. That was it. I was like, oh baby, what do we got? So I was dude, cracking up as I was going through that. And then, yeah, I had to find the replay on Twitter, and I was just like, oh my God,
dude. Do you think I have bad karma because I make too many suicide jokes?
No, I think you have bad karma because you just shit on everyone. You make fun of everyone else's bad luck.
But so do you.
Not in the way that you do it, though.
Way worse. No, that's not true. You do too.
We'll let everybody think about that. But
I might do it more, but you still do it.
Yeah, I do it, but I'm just not malicious with it. At least I don't think I am.
Oh, stop. Yes, you definitely are malicious about it.
I am to you. Not to anybody else, though. Well, that's why I lost last night.
It was just that on top of the whole Christian McCaffrey saga. That's just, first of all, the most unethical piece of shit, Kyle Shanahan. They straight up lied. They just straight up lied. I don't think we talked about this really. I haven't gone on a big rage bit about this yet on the pod.
Yes, you have.
No, I have not. I may have mentioned it, but I haven't like got into it a lot. They straight up lied, guy. They literally lied about his injury. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, I can't. I can't.
Then Alex, fucking douchebag Alex, sends me this fake news article about how, oh, no, they followed the procedure. All right, they're all good. Like, shut up. No, they lied. Don't tell me he's good to go Thursday and then telling Jordan Mason he's starting on Monday on Thursday. And now they're saying it's in both knees. How do you
legs,
get it in both or
ankles,
whatever, but not
Achilles?
Knees, yeah, both calves, yeah. Both calves. How do you get that by sitting at home all? So they just didn't.
They said that he, when he was practicing, he was compensating for the pain in his one leg by using the other leg more, and that then it popped up in the other leg as well. But it's mostly just in one, allegedly.
Allegedly.
And now they say that he'll be ready by
early November.
Thanksgiving. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard early November.
Yeah. He'll be ready before Thanksgiving. Like,
okay. Well, I don't trust a fucking word they say anymore. So he's probably out for the rest of the year if they're saying November.
I mean, he could easily, apparently that's what, Greenlaw had last year. And remember when he was running onto the field in the Super Bowl? And he just tore his Achilles. Yeah. So I mean, like, he could get hurt. Yeah, he could easily get hurt, you know, at any point if he comes back. Or even in practice. But I don't have that much sympathy for you because Jordan Mason is literally a top.
Well, he's been really good, yeah, but he's not Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You're getting 20 points from him a week.
Yeah, well, thank Christ I did pick him up. If I didn't, I'd have been screwed. I've been really screwed. So that's just a big brain manager move by me.
Well, it's just something you gotta do. I'm surprised actually no one. Didn't you take him with the last pick?
No, I didn't. I picked him up on Friday because I just
in case. Oh, he was on waivers though.
Yeah. Yeah, I was either between Jordan Mason or whatever.
You took Marshawn Lloyd.
Marshawn Lloyd.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who I don't even think he plays, so I already dropped him. But anyway, yeah, I'm still salty about it. Like, seriously. Still salty about Kyle lying.
That's what Kyle does.
Yeah, curse of the number one pick. I don't ever want the number one pick again. The thing is, if I didn't take CMC, I was going to take Tyreek Hill. Good Lord.
The Dolphins are deleted. from fantasy football. You can just, I mean, I like, they're just as long as they erased don't have
Tua. Yeah,
they don't from have the Tua. NFL and from fantasy.
Is Tua really that good?
No, he's not, but I think he just makes the offense
they just don't have flow. Any...
Like, he can throw the ball.
Yeah.
And, like, that's it. Like, he's not elite, but, like, no. he can get it down the field, and so it lets the offense open up.
Yeah.
Which, I didn't watch any of the game last night either, so I don't know how they looked, but apparently not good.
I turned that game off and put on the Detroit game because that game was complete poop. I
mean, how is Snoop Huntley a Pro Bowler? Was that last year?
No.
2 years ago?
2 years ago. That was 2 years ago when Lamar was missed, like, most of the year, and he basically got carried by a really good Ravens team. That's what happened. That's why he made the Pro Bowl.
Crazy.
And I think multiple quarterbacks just said, no, I'm not doing it. So just, he was like a throw-in.
It's just crazy.
Because I don't even think Joe Burrow been a Pro Bowler? I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
Does he go? I don't think he goes, does he?
I don't know. He probably was the year that we went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, maybe.
But he couldn't go because we were playing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Pro Bowl's a joke anyway. Literally is a joke.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's like the Pro Bowl games now. It's not even a game. It's like,
yeah, I think they're trying to make it more like, honestly, every All-Star game should be more like hockey, where they have just like cool mini games that they play.
I don't know. I like the MLB All-Star game. Just a 9-inning game.
That's fine. It just doesn't mean anything, though.
No, it doesn't mean anything, but... none of them do.
It used to mean something.
It did.
But it's pointless. All right. Want to talk about some college football?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit. First of all, we want to start with Ohio State. We'll start with that Georgia-Alabama game, because that was a crazy game. That was a nuts game.
I freaking turned it off. I was watching basically the whole first half, and then I turned it off just before halftime. It was 28-7. And then I forget. Madison, like, came home from something. I forget where she was. She was, like, at dinner with a friend. Was it Friday? Mm-hmm. No, it was Saturday night.
Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. She came home from dinner with a friend. And the second half, it just started. And I was like, oh, we can turn it on. Like, we can turn a movie on because this game is over. Like, Georgia are shit. And so we turned a movie on. And then you texted and was like, if Alabama blows this game. And I was like, excuse me. And I looked at the score. And it was right before Alabama had scored the touchdown with Ryan Williams. And so we turned it on. And yeah, just insane game.
Yep.
Insane game.
Crazy. Alabama, like, forgot how to play defense.
Dude, we haven't had there hasn't been a good college football game like that, I feel like, in a while between two top teams. I'm not one to speak on that because I don't watch enough college football, but I don't know. Like, there hasn't been an electric game like that in the regular season.
Alabama and Georgia never play in the regular season.
Yeah.
They play, like, every
Do either four, of them play Texas
every
this year?
4 years. You know, I don't know. Probably. I think maybe Georgia. I don't know.
Because that would be fun.
Yeah. I know Georgia and Tennessee is a couple weeks. That would be a good game. Tennessee is really good this year. But we'll get into the 38-7 beatdown, the Spartans. They actually kept it close in the first half. Like, they looked like a competent football team. And then in the second half, they just kind of got away from them.
Yeah, they ran out of energy.
They started turning the ball over. They couldn't really run the ball in, but that's why they were doing decent in the first half, which they fumbled the ball twice in the red zone. If I was Jared, I would have been absolutely furious because they were moving the ball, and they fumbled it twice in the red zone. But then they were running the ball really well in the first half, and they just couldn't run the ball in the second half, so they were kind of screwed after that.
Yeah.
And they kind of, I mean, Ohio State pulled their starters the start of the fourth quarter. So
Wisconsin's kind of booty.
Yeah, they had a halftime lead on USC. And, Luke fickled. I don't know. Their offense is just really bad.
Indiana's 5-0. How do you feel about that?
Single person. They literally haven't played it anyone. Their best win was Maryland.
Yeah.
Who Michigan State beat.
Okay, so Texas plays Georgia in 2 weeks. 3 weeks. Okay. October 19th. They have a bye week, and they're at Oklahoma, and then they're home against Georgia. It's pretty good.
Yep.
That's pretty good. I want to talk about a game that I watched Friday night, which was Virginia Tech and Miami.
Yeah. I watched a little bit of that game.
The end was just insane. Did you see the catch?
I saw the end, yeah. That's brutal if you're Virginia Tech.
Dude, I don't know how you overturn that. Just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was an insane play. I don't know how you overturn the call of the field.
Virginia Tech outplayed Miami.
And spent like 10 minutes trying to watch the video.
It shouldn't even have been to that point. Virginia Tech should have just won outright.
Yeah, they should have. They choked.
They did. They choked. They did.
Pete Rose died yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't. Was he sick?
I have no idea.
Unaware.
Unsure.
Yeah.
The reporting was just like, oh, he died.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it happened like immediately.
No cause of death.
No. So, I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't really care that much. I've never really liked Pete Rose.
Yeah, he's kind of a scummy human being.
Yeah.
But
it is what it is.
He was good at baseball.
He was very good at baseball.
And he's from Cincinnati. Yeah. But he's from the West Side, so ew.
The playoffs start today. Actually, is this game over yet?
I don't think I will be watching any playoff baseball.
No?
I might watch World Series.
I'll flip it on.
Yeah.
I like playoff baseball a lot. Tigers are still up 3-0 on the Astros. Top 8.
Yeah, we don't want to see the Astros win.
Ooh, baby. The Astros were terrible to start the year. How did they make the playoffs?
Their rosters, I guess they have Tucker, Yordan. Yeah,
they won the division? Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
That Dude, they were like 15 games under 500 at one point, I swear.
Yeah, they started the first 2 months.
Just like the Mets.
Yep.
Crazy. All right, you got any other rants or ramblings you want to talk about?
Don't think so.
Nothing's happened in the past week outside of fantasy?
No.
Yeah, I don't got much to say either. All right, let's get in the mailbag then.
Yep.
Let's do it. Let's see, we got Eric's and we got Jared's that they posted in the group chat, but Blaze sent me one. And it's really more of an idea for the pod every week, and it's about doing power rankings. So really similar to what Eric said. If you had to power rank our league like it was the BCS, what would you rank the teams?
Just like our opinions of the teams?
Yeah, I guess. Like, just right now, if the playoffs started today.
Factoring in injuries and stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
So I'll read Blaze. Blaze made a power ranking already. And so I'll just read his. And he says we can critique it.
Okay.
But so his top team. Actually, I'll go from the bottom up. So in 10th, last place, he's got Dolan.
Right.
Correct. That is correct. Yeah. That is factually, objectively.
I agree.
Correct. Sorry, Dolan.
Yeah.
Your team is a pile of steaming shit.
Dolan knows this. Dolan does.
He does, for sure. 9th place, Jared. Even though he got a win this week.
Yeah.
Barely.
I'm on board with that. I said last week Jared's team was very.
It is super mid.
Very.
It's garbage.
He's lucky to be 2-2.
Yeah, he is. But he'll tell you a win's a win.
Ha, I know he will.
8th place, Donald. Even though he's 3-1.
Okay.
Okay. 7th, Matt Kent. And then we got tied for 5th, is you and Eric. Fourth place, me.
Okay.
Third place, Pap. 1-3, Pap. Who has quite a bit of points scored, actually.
Yeah.
Second place, Alex. And he has himself in first.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it seems...
it's pretty good.
Yeah, it seems fair. Like, nothing crazy. Yeah, I mean...
yeah, nothing crazy. Let's see. Pappas has the third most points scored in the league, but he's 1-3.
Most against.
Yeah, he does have the most against. The second most against. Eric has the most against.
Okay.
I do actually. Pappas' team isn't bad. It has hardly any depth at all.
Yeah, but he's an injury away from being scary.
Yeah, but he's been scoring.
Which he's not injury. This is another guy. I was telling you earlier that Blaze has like not had an injury since joining the league. Like,
yeah,
not a single one.
Yeah, Blaze.
Does Pappas ever have injuries?
Yeah, Pap's had injuries.
Really?
Oh, yeah, Pap. I mean, Puka's on IR right now.
Yeah, that's true. He did have Puka. Okay.
But I think he had an injury last year as well.
Yeah, okay, but Blaze, we'll talk about that. This man just never gets injuries. I don't know how he's doing it. He has been unscathed not two full years, but a year and a half now. Just nothing.
Yeah.
I wish I had that. I wish I did.
Yeah, let's see. Blaze's team last year. Looking at it right now.
I mean, we might be missing someone obvious, but it just seems
Josh like... Jacobs was on his team last year. I feel like he had an injury.
Maybe.
Maybe that wasn't till that.
He was pretty crap last year.
Maybe he was injured in the preseason. I can't remember. Maybe he wasn't. He had Jamar last year. Jamar was hurt for a couple games last year, wasn't he?
Yeah. I think so. He missed a few.
He had Debo last year. I think Debo probably missed a couple of games. He always does.
Yeah.
But nothing major.
Nothing out for the year.
Or multi-week, like IR type injuries. No IRs. That seems to have inflicted everybody this year. Just about everybody. This
Alex
season.
Stayed healthy for the most. Alex is...
he had Joe Mixon, but he shipped him out to Dolan.
He shipped him before he even got hurt. But yeah, I feel like Alex always gets a season ender.
Yeah, but Blaze has had zero problems.
Yeah.
Malik Nabers has maybe a concussion.
Yeah, he does.
But I'm sure he'll be okay. They played Thursday.
Those power rankings seem good to me. I mean, nothing.
Yeah, I'm worried about Eric's team.
He needs
depending on JT's. So JT got
JT's
hurt.
JT's now. Mm-hmm.
And depending on the results of that, he'll have one running back. So little concerned there. And then his top receivers are out too. But he's got receiver depth. So
yeah, he's going to have AJ Brown come up. You would think he's coming back after this bye week.
Yeah.
I don't know about Cooper Kupp. He's not on IR, so you figure he could be back this week or next week.
Yeah, I think he's probably going to be out this week, but maybe next week he could be back.
Yeah, Eric desperately needs him back. But yeah.
Yeah.
If JT misses multiple weeks, Eric's in a little bit of a pickle here.
Yeah.
And he's just got a revolving door quarterback, like we said.
Yeah, he does. He should have started Baker this week.
So I think he actually has Eric a bit high. Yeah, now that you mentioned, I think he has Eric maybe one or two high.
Yeah, I would.
We're going on strictly power rankings on his team right now with the injuries he has. Or I mean, is he going on like season outlook?
I don't know. Blaze just has power rankings for the league every week.
I feel like power rankings are.
And then just means right as now. The current, yeah, just as the current.
Yeah, so if it was going right now, I think I'd have Eric seven or eight.
I'd probably have him eight. I think I'd have, let's see. Would I have Jared above him?
No.
I don't know. Would I have Jared? I think I'd have Jared above. I think I'd have...
Jared, you'd have Eric ninth.
I think I'd have Eric ninth. Yeah, I would. Behind Matt, Donald, and Jared.
Yeah.
The current moment. That's what I would do. Personally. But thank you, Blaze. Yeah, we could do that. We could do that every week.
Yep.
See where we're at.
Yeah.
Around the league. All right, let's get into Eric's.
Okay.
Does Jared have the worst team name in league history?
Yes.
Yeah.
We've talked. Yeah. I don't know all the team names, but it's not good. It's not good. Usually Jared has a solid team name. Wow, this one's bad. I don't even get it.
I don't get it either.
You get it?
No, I don't.
I've never really explained it.
Who's the beauty? Is it Brian Robinson? He's your best player. Is it Taylor Swift?
He did change it after we harassed him.
Is it Brittany Mahomes?
Oh, God. God, guy, don't mention her.
Is it Patrick? Who knows? Jared, a little help would be great. All right. And why
Jared's
do I not...
taking just a dump on Dolan, just kicking him while he's down.
Why do I not play Dolan until week 12? Is that a problem, Eric? You want a free win? Is that what you're saying? Well, that's just how the schedule played out.
You can master of complaints.
You can
again.
Thank ESPN's randomizing schedule function for that one, Eric. So congratulations.
Yeah, you should use your commish powers to just, take Dolan off Eric's schedule and give him Blaze one more time.
But I think Dolan could beat Eric, especially like if he played him this week. So,
yeah, man. Yeah.
Careful what you wish for. Who knows what's going to happen in week 12? Who knows what everyone's team will look like week 12? You know, that's a long ways away.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Jared Miller had a couple responses to that, which I just absolutely loved. Jared says, "Is 2-2 better than 1-3?" And let me just check some of my notes here. Yes. Yep. Yep. Says it right here. Yeah. 2-2, greater than sign 1-3. Yeah. That's correct. And I think, guys, is Jared 2-2, and is Eric 1-3? I think that's correct. No. Yeah.
That is.
So does that mean Jared is greater than Eric? Is that what's being is that what's being said here?
At the moment.
Oh wow, interesting. Also, I got another great question from Jared here. Is losing 3 in a row a good or bad strategy to win the league? Guy, I need your thoughts on that.
Probably bad. I lost 3 in a row multiple times last year, and I didn't win the league.
Yeah, that's probably a bad strategy to try to win the league.
Correct.
It's a good strategy if you're trying to lose the league, though.
Correct.
Yeah. What about losing 4 in a row?
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that.
Ah, Dolan, man.
Dolan.
Dolan, this is the wrong playbook. This is the Bears playbook that you're drawing from here. We need better. This is the Bryce Young at quarterback playbook right here.
Dude, I can't wait to get into his preview.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. All right. If a team guy scores 98.44, and then the other team that they're playing scores 98.08, which team is winning that matchup?
Believe the team with 98.44 has a little bit more, just a slight win.
So should we give them half a win, and then give a half a loss to the other team, or should it just be
absolutely not. No.
No, just a win and a loss.
A loss is a loss.
Yeah, that sounds...
And Eric is not dealing well with this loss.
No.
Still.
No. I think Eric needs another name change, actually. He didn't even play Baker this week.
No, he did not. No. And he's probably going to drop him soon. That's what Eric does. He drops players after like one bad game.
If I had to guess Eric's Well, actually, we can get into this when we talk about some of the matchups. Waivers. Because,
yeah.
I'll guess Eric's waiver pickups this week because I nailed it with Andy Dalton last week.
Yeah.
All right. Great mailbag. Thank you, Jared. I loved that. It was really.
You know, we haven't got a fun. Jared recap of the pod in like a couple pods. So.
Oh yeah, like a text back. Recap. Yeah, we haven't.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been missing those.
He must be busy, but.
Hopefully yeah, he's out on week. He's out on vacations with his girlfriend and her family. That's pretty sad.
Seen Cabo. He went to Cabo with Zach Taylor.
Oh, he went to Cabo with Zach Taylor? Yeah. Well, he must have done all the game planning because he's 2-2 and Zach Taylor's 1-3.
You think Zach Taylor just goes to Cabo from like Monday to flies back Thursday morning?
Maybe.
It's like, all right.
Peace out, guys.
Okay.
See you on Friday.
Let's get into a little AB, segment, guys.
A little bit AB segment. Yeah, you got a nice tweet for us.
Yeah, I do.
All right,
I do. There were some really, I mean, again, AB does. You don't lack for content when you're on AB. I mean, he just banger after banger.
Hit me.
But he did do a poem. He brought some poems back this week, and he says, Travis Kelce. Need some black pussy, bro. Washed. Hashtag CTSPN.
That is. And that's just I think that's correct. A haiku. Is that a haiku? Correct.
I'm not very familiar with poems.
I think that's a CTSPN haiku right there.
Haiku.
Yeah.
That's just a correct statement, though. It's just a correct statement. He is washed.
Let's break it down. Travis Kelce. First line. Yep. I know who he is. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Need some black. Okay. Are we talking like Russell Wilson eye black here? Are we talking like black pepper? I'm not sure what we're talking about. Okay. Pussy. Okay. Interesting. All right. I'm starting to see maybe what he's trying to say here. Bro washed.
Washed.
Okay.
Is that where you expected him to go after his first three lines?
No.
Yeah,
no,
I got to say, I was not expecting that. And
to be honest, I'm not sure how they're correlated. AB knows best, so.
I think he just means he needs to retire and go find himself a fine woman.
Interesting.
Just because he's washed.
That's not Taylor Swift, I think, yeah.
That's not Taylor Swift, because. Yeah. He tweets a lot about Taylor Swift, that a lot of pictures.
AB?
Yeah. He just says like Taylor Swift is like a horse girl or stuff like that, you know?
Interesting.
But
I think that was a pretty good we didn't need much AB translation there. That was pretty good.
No.
That was coherency a little bit from AB. You know, I might not understand what he means, but at least it was, I could read it. It was literate, you know?
I mean, yeah, maybe for AB, but yeah, in AB terms.
All right. Let's do a little NFL recap. So the Bengals won our first game. Beat the Panthers.
We beat the Panthers.
Yay. Not for our defense's help, though.
Defense still sucks.
Yay.
Cam Taylor-Britt. You know, I said last week that Cam Taylor-Britt wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Well,
I changed my mind.
He's bad.
Very, very bad. Very bad. He was getting cooked by Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
Who's not even that good. Like, very I think Deontay Johnson. He's
pretty good.
Maybe a slightly above average receiver.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine him against like Justin Jefferson?
Oh, it would be gross. It would be gross. If that was the case. But we got a win. That's what matters.
We got the Ravens this week. That's going
to be. Oh, baby. Wow. That'll be fun. I can't wait for Lamar to run for like 150 yards on us.
Come on. Derrick Henry's.
Derrick Henry's.
300 yard rushing.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. That might single handedly win Alex's matchup this week. Just Derrick Henry against the Bengals.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, the Packers lost to the Vikings, who almost choked the game away.
They stormed back.
They tried to lose that game.
They did. But they didn't. Was it 28-0, right?
I think so.
That sounds right. Maybe. It was like 28-7?
Maybe. Maybe it was 28-7. Yeah.
Dang. Vikings are good. How, like, Sam Darnold.
It's just,
it's like reviving his career.
Yeah.
It's been amazing this year.
And their defense is insane.
Somehow. Yeah, it is.
The Bears won, and they beat the Rams, which is crazy.
Rams looked really bad.
Yeah. I mean, they have no offense, so besides Kyron Williams.
Caleb Williams still is just booty cheeks. I'm sorry. He just is.
Yeah. I mean.
He just is.
He's gotten better every week, but it's still not great.
I think he still has a chance, obviously. This is like fourth game.
Yeah.
Definitely still has a chance. Like, has a high chance to be good.
Yeah.
But God, Jaden Daniels is just night and day.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, just poised, makes good decisions, knows how to get out of the pocket.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy.
I texted Blaze last week. I'm like, are you nervous? And he said, so nervous.
Oh, boy.
He thinks it's just an organizational thing, just how they just ruined Justin Fields. And Justin Fields looks way
He's bad. Running an offense. Like, he's running it to plan. Like, yeah, I just I think it is an organizational thing.
Idiotic coaching, yeah.
It's very similar to the Bengals, but in a slightly different way.
Yeah.
But yeah, just like the coaching is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They've won two games though, so
yeah.
It is what it is. Let's see. The Lions. That game last night was crazy. I didn't watch it either.
But it was a good game. A lot of offense.
Yeah.
Jared Goff had a really good game.
Jared Goff was literally perfect.
Eric's gonna pick him back up.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
I wish I could have watched that game because it looked awesome. But the Lions won. Now they go on bye. There's a lot of byes this week.
Yeah.
Who else? Oh, the Steelers lost. We already talked about that to the Colts.
Lost to the Colts. That's a bad loss.
That is a bad loss. Joe Flacco.
With Joe Flacco. Yeah, that's a bad loss.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that everybody? Let me go through. I always feel like we're missing a team.
No, I think
but we're not.
No,
we're good. Yeah, we got them all. Yeah, we did. We're good. Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Let's dive into the matchups then. Let's go. All right.
We're
starting with the worst game of the week, and that's Dolan and Jared.
Yeah.
Hurts throwing at 63.64 to She's a Beauty. 86.6. Just puke everywhere.
Well, Dolan played the wrong receivers again, but it didn't matter.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it would have made it a lot closer. Yeah, Dolan. First of all, you just can't start two Chicago receiving like threats. That's
Cole Kmet and Roba Dunze.
Yeah, you just can't do that. Because it's either going to be one or the other, or none.
Well, not both. No, last week it was both.
It against was
the Colts.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah. So I understand. But And then he also had former Bears receiver Darnell Mooney as well. And he also started huge. Huge got to start this week.
He's not going to do that again.
One catch for 9 yards. Better than Roma Dunze, though. Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Oh, he had 4 rushing yards as well. Damn, Huge got a rush.
Wow, Huge got an end around. Wow.
Wow, that's amazing.
Jim Harbaugh's cooking up.
That's awesome.
Cooking up some offense.
Oh, guy, he did not start Mark Andrews this week, though, because he's smart and he got a good.
Is Mark Andrews drop?
I think Mark Andrews is officially hashtag cooked. And no, I still wouldn't drop him.
You got to hold on to him for like.
The whole season. I feel like you just have. You just
I
have to
say that guy. If he goes 3 straight weeks 0 target or like 0 catches, skunks. Like, I think he's officially need to drop him.
I guess maybe for Dolan because he needs the extra roster space. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, he didn't have Joe Mixon again.
Yeah.
Which is just brutal because Joe Mixon came back into that game where he got hurt. And now he's missed 2 weeks in a row, which is just brutal for Dolan.
Yep. And
I'm assuming that's why he traded for him because he thought he would play.
Yeah. But instead, he started Alexander Mattison like 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And Brandon Ayuk has still done nothing.
No. Yeah. It's just weird.
It's just smelly.
Without CMC, without Debo.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Jahmyr Gibbs is his whole team.
Yeah, he really is.
And Jerry Jeudy, he needs to be starting Jerry Jeudy because he's been
decent.
Flexible all season. And Michael Pittman with Joe Flacco. If Joe Flacco is the quarterback, Michael Pittman is easily startable. Yeah. But if it's AR, then it's just... Yeah, actually, even if it's AR, I'm still playing Pittman. He's just the best receiver he has. I'm not starting huge. Maybe you start Rome. Maybe you start Rome. I don't know.
He's just going to be hot and cold.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just all around sad.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just all around sad.
We say it every week. Yeah, his team's just scary bad.
All right, but
it doesn't look like it's going to get better.
Let's talk about the throw up, the less bile-colored throw up on the other side of the field for Jared's team.
I think Jared's got a QB problem. I think he needs to find another quarterback to play.
I 100% agree. Patty is just not startable.
He sucks.
He hasn't been either for fantasy.
The fact that they're winning games is solely because of the defense, and it's not even remotely
and
because
of
Mahomes.
No.
He's been horrible this year.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, Jared, Jared's not going to pick up another quarterback, though, because he loves to have a bunch of mid players on his bench that he tries to ship off in trades in, like, 3-for-1s. Like, you're talking Cortland Sutton, Wandale Robinson, Roschon Johnson, Kareem Hunt, Jerome Ford, Calvin Ridley. That's, like, the definition of, like, it's the definition of mid. But what I'm trying to say is, like, that's the definition of guys who are flash in the pans that you could maybe have a 1 week flex start and they could hit, but look really good on your bench, and then you don't want to drop them, but you know you're never going to start them because you can't play them.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally his whole entire bench, and you just know that he's trying to trade two. Oh, he said it the other week. Hey, if you need a 2-for-1, let me know. Let me know. I'll give you a Wandale and his 1,000 targets for 50 yards.
And I promptly responded by saying he wants your RB1 for two wide receiver teams.
Yes, correct. That is correct. But, okay, Jared. I know you brought this up.
He's just got a mid-team.
Jared, you brought this up on Sunday after Rashi Rice got hurt and Travis Kelce played really well the rest of the game. And you do not have the tight end one. I did not say he will be the tight end one now that Rashi Rice is out. But you have a tight end one. You have a top 10 tight end now, rest of the season. Because previously, Kelce would be a top, maybe top 20.
He owes Patrick a beer for that tackle.
Yeah, he does.
Literally saved his, not saved his season, but just made his team a lot better.
Yeah, I think I genuinely think Kelce will be a top 5 tight end now rest of the season because Rashi Rice isn't playing. But that's if, we haven't talked about this, that's if Rashi Rice is out for the season. We don't know if it's his ACL. Well,
yeah. They haven't announced it yet, but.
Which is good news for it not being
ACL. ETN looked like shit. Apparently he's hurt. I don't know. He's just been so bad.
Yeah, he like got hurt at the start of the game after like one rush and then came back in at the end of the game.
Yeah.
But Tank Bigsby looked better anyways, like he always does. I don't know. The Jags are weird. Travis Etienne sucks. And that's all I got to say about that. But Davante Adams, breaking news, literally right before we started this podcast, he's officially requested a trade
from
the Raiders.
That's been known. I saw something on Twitter that Antonio Pierce liked an Instagram post saying that this is Davante Adams will not be suiting up for the Raiders ever again.
Jesus Christ. That organization is such a dumpster fire,
It's,
dude.
yeah, it really
Jesus
is.
Christ. All right, where's he going?
I said the Jets.
You said the Jets. I said the Chiefs.
No, I don't think the Chiefs would want that.
Ravens.
And people are saying the Bills, but I think the Bills are so over diva receivers that they just shipped one out.
Yeah. And they've been winning, except for Sunday night.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, I think the Jets, the Chiefs. Honestly, I think the Ravens maybe.
Yeah.
Where else could he go?
I don't know. You think the Raiders will trade him in division?
No, probably not. He'd be kind of lit on the Chargers. Okay, well, Zach just dropped the call again, just like last week, so we're gonna pause the recording and call him right back. Welcome back. Second week in a row. Amazing.
I don't think it was
You what?
I think it was the week before.
Was it the week before? Oh. It's just so weird. I don't know.
It closes out my Chrome.
So random.
It's
Just
just
so bizarre.
so
I think if he goes to the Jets, though, I think that'd be sick.
I mean, they need receiver help, I think.
Yeah, they
I mean, your
do.
second receiver is Allen Lazard.
Yeah,
Ugh. And Garrett Wilson's
Mike
just not
Williams.
been great. Yeah, Mike Williams.
Yeah, that'd be really, really
Yeah.
funny running it back
Dude, you
with
know Aaron
Rodgers.
Rodgers is in the GM's office, like
Oh,
demanding, like he must trade for him right now.
100%. They'll probably trade, they'll probably do something stupid and trade Braylon Allen for Davante Adams. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, they might.
I think it would be, I think the Jet, or not the Jets, I just said right before we paused the recording that he'd be funny, really good on the Chargers. I think he would be really good on the Chargers,
Yeah,
getting Justin
that's
Herbert
for
sort of to throw the ball
sure.
to, but they're definitely
That's for
not
sure an
trading.
option. Yeah.
They're definitely not trading him to the Chargers.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs, I mean, the Chiefs need a receiver now.
What about the Cowboys? I feel like they would do some shit like this.
After paying CD.
Yeah, but how many
They
years
need a
does.
fucking running back. They don't need another receiver.
Dude, what are you talking about? They got
But
Rico Dowdle.
yeah, they could. Yeah, I could see Jerry Jones doing this just
Never
because
know.
it's Davante Adams, maybe. I don't know.
All right, we need to get to the next
Yeah,
matchup.
this has been a long, long pod.
Yeah.
We're at 48 minutes already. Jesus Christ. Okay. All right, Donald ties letter from Montgomery Jail taking on Blaze, gritty gritty bang bang. 88.62 to 117.44. Just a domination for Blaze's team because that's what it does, because no one ever gets hurt, and because all of a sudden Tony Pollard knows how to play football this year.
No, he gets a score on the. Did you see that
What?
play? Tony Pollard's touchdown?
His rushing touchdown?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
It
I
was
saw the
fourth
highlight.
down with like 30 seconds left, and they ran it in. I mean, it didn't matter for Blaze. He had the win wrapped up, but
Yeah,
like,
but Tony Pollard couldn't do that last year.
no.
He couldn't punch it in from the two or even the one last year. I'm still salty about that, but
Yeah, Blaze's team's just so damn consistent. Like, so consistent.
I mean, Saquon's probably going to be the RB1 this year.
Yeah.
Lamar's looking just amazing. J.K. Dobbins, they played Kansas
Yeah, I
City,
mean,
so
his three receivers there are Olave, Jefferson, and Neighbors.
yeah, Olave is the worst
Great.
one. Neighbors is
Yeah.
just a moth. Neighbors is insane. He's better
Olave's
than
the
Marv.
worst one, and he's receiver 21 this year. Like,
Yeah,
that's honestly what
that's
you need from your receiver three, just like a top 20 guy.
yeah, that's what Chris Olave just does.
Yeah.
The Saints are just garbage.
He gets a lot of reception. He just doesn't score touchdowns.
No, he
That's the
doesn't.
only thing. He gets yardage and gets catches, but he can't score touchdowns.
But again, this is much like a Pappas situation. The depth for Blaze is non-existent, but
Yeah.
he doesn't have any injuries, so
He
he
doesn't
doesn't
get
have to worry
doesn't get
about
injuries.
it. Well, actually,
Yeah.
Rashad White sort of got hurt,
Dude, but yeah,
but
he
he
sucks.
sucks
He's
anyways.
not even the starter there anymore.
Yeah.
It's Bucky Irvin. Oh, the Donald's team, the yeah,
Jayden
it's just
Daniels, great pick. Still,
yeah.
just great pick. Ramondre, scary. This is what we were talking about earlier in
Yeah,
the season.
very scary. He did pick he got Chase Brown from Matt. He's looking gets more involved every week.
It was the Panthers, though.
I know, but
But
still,
yeah.
he looked good at he looked good against
He's
the
got
Commanders.
upside there, and Nick Chubb's practice window has been opened.
Yeah.
So he's got
Oh
him on
yes,
his
indeed.
IR, so we'll see if Nick Chubb
Yeah,
can
and
play
he just
football
traded
again.
for Xavier Worthy, who is now a top option in that offense.
Yeah, which is I don't think he'll be good, but
No,
that is true.
he's a long ball touchdown kind of guy, so he's kind of a boomer bust guy. But Tyreek Hill with whoever starting a quarterback for the Dolphins is cool.
Do you,
Yikes.
if you're Donald, do you just keep starting him?
Yeah, you have to.
Do you?
Yes, you have to.
Yeah. I mean,
I mean, who would you start him? Who would you bench him for?
I mean, you're not gonna like it, but Chase Brown or Eckler.
No, I mean, dude, I'd bench Ramondre Stevenson at that point.
I guess. I don't. I guess. I guess. I don't know. Sorry,
Oh my
just
God.
distracted here because Matt Kent is jumping into the group chat.
Absolutely taking a gigantic dump all over Alex, and I absolutely love it. Thank you, Matt. Matt's got my back.
Matt who hardly ever posts in the group
Matt's got
chat,
my back
coming
for
in with
sure.
some fire. Alex takes two L's this week to Matt and to Matt and fa Matt to Matt in fantasy and to Matt in Peloton output, who had an output of 451 kilojoules
That is insane. For a 30-minute ride, that's actually
compared to
insane.
Alex's 305 personal record.
Dude, and I got 290, what, seven or six, something like that?
Matt
That
doesn't.
that's
Matt
actually
isn't.
insane. For people who know what the Peloton outputs are, that is an insane number.
Matt is a machine. That is crazy.
Yeah,
It's
that is
like
an insane number.
professional Olympic biker. Matt
Like me
Kent.
and Alex did PRs yesterday. Those
That's
were our
just crazy.
PRs for 30 minutes. This man just absolutely like wiped
He just
them.
ate you for
But
breakfast.
Matt is like a avid cycler, so.
Jesus Christ. This is
Oh,
just
that is
crazy.
so good, dude. Just a scenic
Alex just said, I
one-out,
almost
man.
lost my life getting a PR of 305 and you casually beat it by 150.
Okay, let's not
Oh,
dwell
that's
there.
awesome. Okay.
But yeah, concern for Donald's team moving forward, maybe a little, maybe a little.
Maybe just a tad. Yeah, because I don't think the consistency is there from his team. I think he's got
And
big boomer
again,
bust guys, but
I
yeah.
feel like this is everyone in the league. Like people are an injury away from like scary
From
teams.
death, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And
Yes.
it has not affected Blaze yet, so.
No, we're really Donald.
Yeah, or Donald, really, I guess. It's true.
None, yeah.
He had Deebo out
Okay.
for 2 weeks, but
Yeah.
he didn't need him because he hadn't lost until this week.
Great.
All right, we had Pappas taking on Eric Egan. Baker Diggs, Jamison Schatz, 89 to CD's TD's 133.6. Huge week for Pap.
Oh my God.
Just, he deleted Eric. He just
Yes,
deleted Eric.
it's demolishing.
I mean, his whole team. Stroud had a great game. Aaron Jones looks good because the Vikings are good.
Are good.
James Conner scoring touchdowns and running the ball all over the place. CeeDee Lamb finally had a good game.
Dude, Nico Collins is wide receiver one.
Nico Collins is wide receiver one, taking over from Juwan Jennings. Because Nico Collins is just kind of a beast.
He's a stud.
He's like literally.
When you were talking him up in the like
Yes,
offseason guy, I was
give
like,
me the
yeah, he'll be
praise.
good, but like how many options? There's so many options there.
Give me the
And
praise.
he is amazing. He's by far the one option. What a pick. What a pick from
Yeah,
Pap
he
in the third
fucking
round.
sniped him right before me, Pap. I'm still salty about that. I loved Nico all offseason.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, I'm 100% getting him here in the third round. But no. So great pick, Pap. Nico looks great.
Kyle, though.
Kyle with another goose, right? He's already. Oh no, this is his first of the year. Yeah, just not good. Not good.
Not playable. I don't think he is playable.
Yeah, Pep, you need to go get somebody.
Chuba looks good. Just, but we got
Chuba looks, Brooks. Dude. Chuba looks amazing.
He does look good.
The Jonathan Panthers Brooks just look. Besides their defense, offense looks good. Looks all amazing.
I mean, they've also played absolute tragic defenses the past 2 weeks. But
they have, yeah. But still.
Yeah, Christian Kirk's had a couple decent weeks back-to-back. So.
The Jags are so confusing. I don't even know. Yeah. He started the year with, basically gooses.
No targets, yeah.
And then they're like, oh, yeah, Christian Kirk. I forgot we had him. He's pretty good. We should throw him the ball.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they just, bad team. Bad, bad, bad team.
Yep. And then Mr. Eric Egan, Andy Dalton was your starter, and you left Baker Mayfield on the bench. See, this is exactly the problem, Eric.
Eric plays himself every single week.
You're so confident getting Goff in the draft because you don't need one of the top quarterbacks, but then all you do is play Russian roulette with the waiver wire streamers, and you just can't hit.
He big brains himself literally every single week, and it's the funniest thing ever. And he always brags about how he's going to pick up these quarterbacks, and they're going to be just as good as our quarterbacks that we drafted, like, in the middle of the draft. And they just simply are never that good.
Or they are, but it's just at the wrong times. He just can't pick them at the right time.
Right.
No, it's great. It's great.
It's really funny.
JT.
Also. Go ahead.
I was going to say, JT has looked really good all year. Yeah, but yeah, I'm concerned.
High ankle sprain.
I am concerned because he has no other running backs.
Considering IR. Oh,
God. What? Really?
Yeah, considering IR.
They just said that he was not a consideration for IR yesterday.
Well, an update today, considering IR.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
That's Yikes. Scary if he's that's on scary. IR. I mean, that's really scary, Eric. I mean, God, I'm really scared for you.
Yeah.
But I'm actually really excited that's happening to you.
James Cook is a great number two, but he had a terrible game because the Bills were terrible.
The Bills just, they were just down.
Stephon Diggs had a rushing touchdown, which is just really stupid. That guy is so weird. That guy is a weird.
Diggs
weird
is getting
player.
Random touchdowns, yeah.
Chris Godwin, still a fine play. Can't believe he didn't score considering the Bucs had a lot of points.
Yeah.
Dallas Goedert, all that money spent for 9.7 points. Fine, I guess. Whatever.
I was thinking about this earlier this week. This man's got Laporta, and he just dropped a load to get Dallas Goedert. Is he giving up on Laporta? Is he just not going to play him?
I guess. He said he hates Laporta, and he blamed Jared for his season.
Oh, my God. He took him in the fourth round.
Yeah.
I can't think you can give up on him yet, but.
I don't know. They're on bye this week, too. J-Mo, two catches for 80 yards and a touchdown. It's just.
Yeah.
Not that it mattered for Eric, but that's crazy. And then, oh, baby, Carson Steele. Oh, Carson Steele.
Baby.
Would you say Carson Steele is a better pickup for $227 fab dollars than who the frick was it? Who was, you know who I'm going to say, the Ravens running back.
Kenyon Drake.
Then Kenyon Drake for also, I want to say, $227 from Jeremy 2 years ago.
Well, considering the fact that Eric literally dropped him 2 weeks later, I'm going to go with Kenyon Drake's a better pickup. This is an all-timer.
Fantasy points.
This is an all-time bad pickup guy.
Yeah.
This is top three. Considering, not that Carson Steele is bad, which he might be.
No, but considering that
you literally just spent a pile of
Eric has 460%
of your fab.
Eric has $467 left for the season.
Yeah, because he's spending all on Dallas Goedert and Carson Steele.
Yeah, and he has quite a few players on bye this week. We're getting ahead of ourselves, but he dropped three players this week, including Carson Steele. So we can almost guarantee that Eric will be having to spend probably close to the rest of his fab of the entire season this week.
I mean, I bet you.
Or just take an L.
Yeah, I mean, God, that's bad management right there. Okay.
Yeah, if I've ever seen it. Yeah, he needs to make a trade.
I want to hear your fucking defense, because you're gonna pull you're gonna pull something out here. You just know he is. You just know he is, guy.
Chuba Hubbard, game of his life.
Just defending it.
Nico Collins,
He's gonna come out defending.
CeeDee Lamb, game of his life. Kyle Pitts, game of his life.
He's gonna come out defending his horrible waiver wire pickups.
Yeah.
Some ungodly excuse. You just know he is.
Yeah, we'll get to that in the waiver section. I see this going two ways for Eric, potentially, overnight tonight. You best believe I'm setting my alarm for 3 a.m. just to see what happens.
Jeez.
But we talked Pap side already. Eric's side is scary. Eric, you got to trade. Yeah. You got to trade one of your receivers that are hurt. You just got to.
Yeah, I would say so.
Or JT or something. I don't know. You got to do something.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about you and me. I told you I wasn't going to win this matchup. No. Okay, fine.
All right, fine. We'll save the one point loss for last.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Big Booty Butler, 95.1. Brees Lightning, 86.16.
God, I got to say, that's just straight up embarrassing that you lost to this team this week.
I mean, 95 is a pretty good score that you put up. But I had everything going for me. And still couldn't do it.
My number one receiver got hurt in the first drive.
Look at this. Look at this shit. Look at this. How do you, guy? If I am running back for the Jets, and I have 10 rushes to get 4 yards, can I do it?
Probably not. No.
No, you don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe not. But how? Explain to me. Explain. Please explain.
I genuinely don't know. I know it was a rainy game. There's no offense, but did Braylon Allen do anything?
No. I mean, not really. He had like 8 rushes for like 30 yards.
I mean, that's better than 4, but that's really weird. I don't know. Was Denver just stacking the box?
I don't know. I didn't watch the game.
Really weird.
And then,
10 for 15.
Oh, Devon? Yeah, yeah.
You had less than 20 rush yards with your running backs.
Cam Akers outscored them. Yeah, embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. I didn't know that was in the range of outcomes for Breece Hall. I'll be honest.
Yeah,
Like, what? It is what it is. It's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I knew I wasn't going to win this game, but boy, did I have the hope that I could.
So did you see that Amari touchdown callback?
Yeah,
on a hold
for no hold.
Would you have won?
Would I have won? See, that was an 80-yard. That would have been 14 points. Yeah, I would have won.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Sick, cool. I like it. Nice.
Yeah, that was not a hold.
Thanks. Yep. Appreciate that. Thanks. Forgot about that. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
No thank problem. You. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Josh Allen is red light, green light, red light, green light. Good game, bad game. Good game, bad game.
It's so weird.
31. Okay,
the
9,
Miami
30,
game wasn't a bad
7.
Game. That was they got up by so much he didn't even have to try.
Yeah.
And this was generally just a bad game.
So
against a Baltimore team that had been getting
cooked by receivers.
Smoked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, really weird.
Josh Jacobs still can't find the end zone. Still can't do it.
Yeah, just well, I mean, they had to throw the ball.
Yeah, I know.
They were down early basically the whole game.
Yeah,
that's why Jordan Love had to just literally chuck it for 389 yards and 3 picks.
Yeah. Jaden Reed.
Beast. Another guy that I really liked this offseason.
Yeah.
That you stole from me.
Yeah,
that Eric hates.
Yeah, the guy that he said was worse than Christian Watson, who is currently, I think, still
Eric waivers. Just said he wasn't even that good of a player.
Christian Watson?
No, Jaden Reed.
Yeah, he said
on top of just wanting to think that Christian Watson was a better fantasy player than Jaden Reed. He just said that Jaden Reed wasn't that all that. Yeah. And we were like, no, he's literally the best receiver on the Packers.
Yeah, he scored like 10 touchdowns last year.
Yeah.
Just another clown take from Eric that has gotten exposed. Yeah. But he will, Eric, you can't defend this anymore. We're going to need you to come out and say that you were wrong, like straight up. Thank you.
Yeah. Patty Freiermuth caught a touchdown too.
Yeah, he did.
It's a nice little pickup. Deontay Johnson.
I think the league needs to know, guy, before we get to Deontay Johnson, just the thought process of this Cam Akers play over.
Well, it's pretty.
Any of these guys, like, I would have started Bucky Irving over Cam Akers. Cam Akers is dog shit.
Oh, I mean, it was pretty simple for me. It was either between Juwan Jennings or Cam Akers for my second flex spot. Cam Akers was the starting running back against a really terrible Jags team, and I'm thinking he's for sure getting at least 10 points, which is all I wanted. All I wanted is 10 and maybe fall into the end zone. And I'm thinking Juwan Jennings. I was going to play Juwan Jennings if Debo wasn't playing, but Debo played. I mean, even if I started Juwan, I still wouldn't have won this game. Bucky, yeah, I mean, Bucky is definitely a flex consideration moving forward because he's good. He's good.
I was so annoyed when you took him from me. I thought for sure I had him because you didn't need fucking running backs. First of all, you took two running backs that week. I was pissed about. And you just, I thought I had him in the bag. And you bid like 10 more fab than me. I was actually furious.
But that's awesome. I love it.
Anyway.
And then if Ken Walker wasn't playing, I was obviously starting Charbonnet.
Right.
But Ken Walker is suited up. And I'm fine with my decision. I'm actually really happy that he did so well.
You should. The bone zone. Not be fine
the bone zone is back, baby.
Shouldn't be
fine. No, I'm celebrating this. This is amazing. He's a stud.
Okay.
Against the number one rush defense in the NFL, coming off of his oblique injury. I didn't even think he was going to play the full game. I thought he'd like full time, like 50% of the snaps split with Charbonnet. Yeah, so we'll I knew I was not playing K9, the bone zone. Always.
Also, Tank Dell get hurt?
Yeah, dude. Tank Dell got hurt in the game that
Donald accepted
my trade.
L trade. Oh my god.
We'll see. We'll see rest of season. I still really like Tank.
He's not gonna be better than Worthy, I don't think.
Yeah, we'll
anyway,
see.
Okay. Horrible manager this week, guy, gotta say. Clown manager of the week.
I'll take the L. I just love that Kenneth did so well and didn't get hurt, but I'll take the L. We don't have to go into it more, but my running backs. Yeah.
Your sneak peek loser of the week.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Last matchup. Matt Kent, the albino polar bears, defeating Alex in Nazi Germany. Good. Stop the spread of fascism. 123.68 to 122.8. And agonizing loss for Alex.
Dude, we need a soundboard so I could break out a world's tiniest violin for Alex here. Because...
this is
God, we don't feel bad
amazing.
For him at all.
Amazing.
It is.
Amon-Ra should have had more than 17.78 points. He just needed one more catch to put Alex in.
Yeah.
And on top of that, Derrick Henry should have had another touchdown when this fumbled just would have been out of hand. But he fumbled into the end zone, recovered by a lineman for a touchdown for the Ravens. So, it's quite hilarious. It was so funny.
That is so funny.
So funny. So Alex takes the L. Matt, I don't know what the fuck you told DeAndre Swift. Maybe you just showed him the clip of us talking shit about him. But Oh my God, what the fuck? I mean, it's never going to happen again, but what the fuck?
This is his best game of the year, for sure.
Best game of his life.
Yeah, maybe.
Crazy. Yeah. Matt's team went ballistic. It was nuts, except Zay Flowers. Doing Zay Flowers things.
I just realized Christian Watson, Matt picked Christian Watson. God.
Yeah. At least he didn't play him.
I know. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, really, really good week. Yeah.
really, really good week. I don't expect Kyren's it to continue. Still, man,
Kyren's been just a beast.
Kyren is beast.
So consistent.
Yeah.
Just fall. He just falls in the end zone always.
Yeah.
Always does.
It's because he's the whole offense.
Yeah, he is.
Guy, how concerned are you with Garrett Wilson?
I'm getting pretty concerned. Like, I'd say I'm at a 7.
Yeah.
Probably maybe an 8.
Yeah. Do you think Dolan won that trade? Or no, because Jalen Hurts.
Dolan definitely won the trade. If Joe Mixon comes back and is even a little bit decent, Dolan definitely won that trade. Because Jalen Hurts sucks, first of all. And I said that at the trade.
If Joe Mixon can single-handedly save Dolan from last place.
I don't know about that. But he definitely won the trade because Dak's better than Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
And Garrett Wilson is receiver 43. And Joe Mixon's going to be at least a top 15 running back. Probably a top 10 running back.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Alex took an L. But Alex takes L's in pretty much every trade he does because he's not very good at fantasy. He just kind of lucked into Derrick Henry.
Guy, tell me about Justice Hill. He's the leading receiver for the Ravens.
Yeah, because that's all they do. They run screen passes because Lamar can't throw the ball downfield.
Because the receivers suck. Because Rashad Bateman can't catch a pass to save his life.
Rashad Bateman's literally horrible. And Zay Flowers, they run is like crossers or 5-yard passes.
Nelson Aguilar is opposite Rashad Bateman.
Yeah.
So
it works. It works for them.
Yeah, and it works. Four. And Mark Andrews just blocks now.
Yeah, he's pretty much a fullback.
All right, tell me about Terry McLaurin.
I think he's startable. He's startable now.
You starting Terry McLaurin over Garrett Wilson against Minnesota this week?
Against Minnesota. Who the Jets play?
The Jets play Minnesota.
Oh, the Jets play Minnesota. I would consider it.
The Commanders play the Browns.
I'm definitely flexed. Dude, start him over Najee Harris. God, dude. Najee Harris sucks.
Oh, I want to give a shout out to Cordarrelle Patterson.
19.
Cordarrelle had a great game.
He looks pretty good. Also, Jordan Addison. Jordan Addison definitely playable if the Vikings are going to be
good.
That solid.
Yeah. It's very true.
Definitely playable.
All right, Guy. Winner of the week.
I would have to go with Matt for holding on.
Yeah. All right. Loser of the week.
Definitely you. I mean, maybe it's a tie between you and Eric.
All right. AB award winner of the week.
Ooh.
Patty.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Fuck that guy. Literally such a fat piece of shit. I called him a fat chode over text. Yes, and that's literally
called him a lot. You called him a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's literally just a fat chode. Fuck that guy.
That's amazing. All right, let's get into the waiver wires. This week at quarterback, we actually got some decent pickups. Actually, do you want to do waiver wire first? Do you want to go over some matchups?
No, let's go. Let's quickly do waivers.
Okay, waivers. We got Justin Fields up here. Guy who's dropping the bag on Fields. Because we got some guys that need a quarterback this week.
I'd say maybe Eric.
Yeah.
No, he's got Baker. I don't know. Alex needs a quarterback.
I could see Eric doing it. Dude, he's dropping Andy Dalton for sure.
He simply can't afford. He doesn't have the fab to be able to go get Justin Fields.
Yeah. You got Geno Smith out there?
Yeah, he's an option. Snoop Huntley.
Snoop Huntley is out there. Sam Darnold is out there.
Yeah, Darnold's playable for sure. I think Deshaun actually might be playable. He's been okay.
He has been okay. If Amari Cooper could catch the ball, he'd be okay.
Trevor Lawrence, absolutely do not pick that guy up. Horrible quarterback. Yeah, that's about it. Running back, there ain't shit, I'm going to say. There's literally nothing here that's even worth your time. Don't even look.
Well, there's Jalen Warren who got dropped by Eric. Carson Steele who got dropped by Eric. Raheem Mostert who got dropped by Eric.
Do you want any of those guys?
I would look at Raheem Mostert. He'll come back eventually.
Yeah.
He's worth a stash. Yeah, he's worth a stash. I mean, Tua's going to come back at some point.
You got the roster space, I guess, but...
What about
any of my guys?
What about Trey Sermon?
Yeah, you pick him up.
He's a little diamond in the rough here because they don't have JT is 0 points are questionable out, or he's questionable, but they don't.
Yeah.
Haven't had zero honestly, points yet.
Yeah, someone's gonna pick him up to play this week for sure.
It needs to be Eric.
Needs to be Eric, needs to be Blaze. We didn't talk about Blaze needs a running back this week too.
Does he? Is Pollard? Yeah, this is why I wanted to get into the matchups a little bit, but all right, we can keep that in mind as we go to it. But
yep.
Yeah, I think Eric needs to drop the bag on Trey Sermon, if I'm being honest. He needs the coverage because he has no other running back.
Yeah.
So he has to.
Yeah.
All right. Wide receivers. We got a couple options here.
Yeah, you got the two Packer boys.
Yeah, Dobbs and Dontavian Wicks, who had 13 targets and two tutties with no Christian Watson. So who's dropping?
Flex, for sure.
Yeah, who's dropping the bag?
I was going to say, I really want him on my team, but I have Jaden Reed, so that really wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't do that. You've got a lot of receivers. No. You don't need to do that.
But I don't want other people to have him, you know?
I guess it's true.
Josh Downs looked pretty good.
Yeah, Josh Downs with Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
Yeah, very, very good.
Dude, that tells you a whole lot when you can bring a 40-year-old quarterback, and he looks so much – like, the offense just runs so much better.
Yeah.
Like, that just shows you how bad AR is.
Yeah.
He sucked.
Yeah, it's not good for them. Not good at all. And AR may be back this week, maybe not.
That's bad. That's literally bad for them.
Yeah, I don't know how much money you want to drop on Josh Downs.
That's actually really bad for Dolan.
It's really bad for Dolan.
You do not want AR to play.
It's really bad for Dolan.
Really bad.
And whoever picks up Josh Downs this week.
Yeah. Tutu Atwell, maybe.
Tutu Atwell, maybe. Jordan Whittington, probably not. Xavier Leggett, now that Thielen's hurt, maybe he got a touchdown.
Yeah, maybe.
Did you see his celebration?
He had a couple of horrendous drops in that game.
Did you see his touchdown dance?
Yeah, I did.
That was so funny. That was so great.
Yeah.
Alan Lazard is still out there.
God, you do not want him.
I'm just giving options, man. I mean, he was 5 of 8 for 58 in a shit game.
I guess.
He gets looks.
I guess, yeah.
So, he's out
Rodgers likes him for some goddamn reason, but...
That's probably it.
There's
tight end, David Njoku may be back this week. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Tucker Kraft with Jordan Love back. Yeah. It's worth a look. Taysom Hill had two touchdowns this week and then got hurt and came out of the game again.
Quick Taysom Hill story. I saw this. There's a league, some random league. I saw this on Reddit. Every week, someone gets Taysom Hill. You have to play him at tight end.
Oh, it's a Taysom Hill roulette?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Each team gets a week with Taysom Hill. And you have to play him.
That's so cool.
So funny.
That's awesome. Yeah. When he hits. Yeah, that'd be
when
amazing.
When he hits.
It's a guaranteed win. It's awesome. And then there's just a bunch of scrubs. I mean, it's like take your pick. It's literally Conklin, Auden, Kosicki, Ertz, Henry. Take your pick. Who knows? All right. Anything else you want to talk about in the waivers?
So. Okay. No, I don't think so.
Let's get to these matchups really quick. I'm going to start with me and Donald. Spread is me by 7. That's interesting. I don't feel confident in that, but... Okay. Me by 7. Guy, who you taking? And I do not have... Oh, no, I do have the bone zone in. Okay, good.
Yeah, okay. No. Donald's down Dave Montgomery, which is a big loss for him.
Yeah, we got the Lions and the Eagles both on bye this week. Is there anybody else? I can't remember.
Yeah, there's a bunch. I forget who else.
Titans, Chargers...
Yeah, there's like 4 or 5 teams. It's a lot.
Eagles and Lions, and I believe that's it.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go you guy here. I think your team's just way more balanced.
Okay.
I mean, if Tyreek Hill ever decides to do something.
Who scores more fantasy points this week? And they in a matchup they play each other. It's New England versus Miami. Is it Devon Achane or Ramondre Stevenson?
Oh, God. Ramondre.
Reminder scores more points this week?
Yeah.
Damn, I hope not. Jesus.
Dude, they literally can't move the ball.
All right, who scores more fantasy points this week, Tyreek Hill or Amari Cooper?
Amari. Washington. Yeah. Washington's got a shaky defense. Yeah.
Dude, Amari is literally like a top five target. Like, Amari's hilarious.
He's just not that good anymore, you know.
He's just not locked in. I actually saw some rumors that he could be traded to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, they keep losing for sure. They could sell.
Yeah. And because they restructured Amari Cooper's contract this offseason where they basically gave him all the rest of his money as a signing bonus. So he's like really cheap to trade for right now. All right.
Yeah.
Jared taking on Blaze. Spread is Jared by 11.5. And that is because Blaze has to play a bunch of freaking backups this week.
He does. Yeah.
Including Jalen Wright as a starting
running back. He has so many buys this week.
Yeah. So you bet your bottom dollar.
Jared's getting super. And this is what we talked about. Blaze
is going in for Trey Sermon this week. Blaze is going in for Trey Sermon.
Yeah, 100%. He's got some fat. God, is he going to drop Isaiah Likely, who he spent a fuck ton on week one? Maybe. I don't know. God, Jared's getting bailed out by like half of itself, Blaze. So, Jared, if you lose this week, you officially suck. Like, you're a basement dweller if you lose this week. And I'm going to go with Jared simply because he has actual players and Blaze has Jalen Wright. I mean, I know he's...
Oh, what is this? Bijan Robinson questionable with a hamstring injury.
That's... Wow.
Back-to-back limited practices Monday and Tuesday.
He'll play.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Jared has to win. If he doesn't win this week, Jared...
I think Jared wins this week on the back of Travis Kelce, actually, believe it or not.
Okay.
All right, we got Pap taking on Dolan. Line is Pap by 21.5.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
All right, how much money is Dolan dropping on Dontavian Wicks this week?
Let's say he's probably going after Wicks. I'm going to say he's probably also going after a running back. So you could see Dolan spending big money this week, and he's going
to
need to.
Close to $500.
He's just going to need to. Like, this is – if you start 0-5, I don't know how you crawl yourself back out of a
– Let's see.
Like, the basement. I just don't even think it's possible.
Dolan's got $715 left. Eric has $467. Yeah, Blaze has $699.
Oh, we're gonna be rich compared to these.
I'm telling you, guy, I can't wait to see this waiver wire drop tonight. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I just don't think he just doesn't have the horses to do it. So.
Yeah, Pap all day.
And he's got Pap's got a full roster going here, so
he
might need to upgrade at tight end, but yeah, Pap, easy win.
Yep. Pap. Okay. Alex taking on Eric this week. What a matchup.
Is this game of the week?
Yeah, this will be game of the week. Line right now is Alex by 17, but got some caveats to that. Alex does not have a quarterback in because Jalen Hurts is on bye. He's projected for 91 points.
Could we see a Jacoby Myers drop? Or is it going to be Samaje Perine?
It's probably going to be Samaje Perine.
Oh, sad.
I think he's holding on to Jacoby for the rest of the
just
year.
Just to do it.
Yeah. Eric has no players in his tight end flex or flex spots,
Yeah.
And he also has 19.9 points projected for Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, AJ
Brown, who is still hurt with his hamstring injury. Who knows when that guy will be back? Out on bye. Sam Laporta on bye. Jameson Williams on bye. Dallas Goedert on bye. Cooper Kupp out injured. He has Emmanuel Wilson, and he has Ty Chandler
on his bench. Jeez.
So Eric needs a tight end. Eric is going to get after probably Tucker Kraft or David Njoku, and we'll have to spend probably
three tight ends.
Maybe
three tight ends on the roster.
$50 for a tight end. Or he'll pick up like Taysom Hill for free and just hope and pray. He will need two
because
he will need two flex spots where he will most likely be going after one Dontayvion Wicks, Xavier Leggett, Josh Downs.
Yeah.
And he'll need to spend money for those guys. Or he'll try to get Romeo Doubs for maybe a little bit cheaper. He'll be going after Trey Sermon in the hopes that JT doesn't play. He'll need to spend big money on that.
Doesn't have big money.
And he has $467. And I guarantee Dontayvion Wicks will probably go for at least $300.
He's going to go in the 200s, I'd say.
So, I see this going is two ways. Eric spending the big money that he needs to and taking a huge risk for rest of season. Or I see him playing it cautious, bidding low, and if he wins, he wins. And if he doesn't, he'll pick up guys that are left over on the waiver wire and just take an L this week.
See, if he was 2-2, he might be able to afford that, but he's 1-3.
And we've learned from Jared that losing three in a row is not smart.
No.
And four in a row is even worse, courtesy of Dolan. So, Eric, our question to you is, what are you going to do?
The thing is, the only one who has running backs to spare is Alex, and there ain't a chance Alex is giving one of his running backs to Eric.
Not this week. Yeah, not this week. Nope, oh, it's great. All right, who are you taking?
Alex by at least 30.
I'm taking Alex as well.
Maybe if JT plays, this is a closer game, but like if JT doesn't play, Eric is in real trouble. Like real, real trouble.
Yep. And depending who he gets off the waivers, we'll see.
Yep.
All right, last game. We're hour 27 in. We got Matt taking on Zach. Line is Matt by 5. We got everybody in for these matchups as well.
Yeah.
But Evan Engram might not play. Khalil Shakir also got hurt, which I did not know.
He's fine.
Ankle soreness. Yeah, he'll play.
Yeah.
You got Devontae Smith out. You got Rashee Rice out. You got Christian McCaffrey out.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Just had to let you know. I'm taking Matt in this game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you.
I'm taking Matt in this game.
I'm going to need T to step up. I'm going to need Ravens to be like 2021 T.
Yeah.
Which he looked to be involved in that Panther game pretty early. He didn't do anything in the second half.
Yeah.
But he was getting targets. I mean, Jaden Reed, I'm going to need big weeks out of Jaden Reed, Shaheed. Hopefully that can pay off. I don't know.
You need big games from everybody on your roster.
I'm going to need Josh Allen. I'm going to need a 30-burger from Josh, for sure.
Yeah, against the Texans, I feel like he could do it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
He could. Josh Jacobs, please just get one touchdown. All I'm asking.
I like Matt's matchups that he has for his players this week. So, Jamar's going to outscore T. Just is. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. T might get a red zone touchdown. You never know.
Maybe. Possibly, but that's it. All right.
Mike Evans, questionable.
Oh, what?
Limited today. He'll be fine.
Veteran day. Knee/calf. Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
All right, you got anything else you want to say?
I don't think so. Don't think so. This time, I'm very concerned for Dolan.
Yeah, that's never going to change. That's going to be all season. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. It was a great epi. Long epi. Zach is off the cliff for now.
For now. Until I lose this week. Or until Jordan Mason goes down. Then I'll...
That would be hilarious.
Back on watch.
All right. Oh, vice presidential debate is tonight. Cannot wait.
So
it's gonna be legendary. All right, that's it for me.
Yep, I'm good.
All right. See you guys next week.
See ya.